renewable energy sector is welcoming a deal between the federal government and Labor, saying it clears the way for billions of dollars of investment in energy from sources like the wind and the sun. The government could bring legislation for its renewable energy target to the Parliament as early as next week. It means more than 23% of Australia's power will come from renewable sources in 5 years from now. The only hitch is whether or not burning native wood waste will be allowed to count as a renewable source of power. Peter Donald reports.
The deal on the renewable energy target between the government and Labor is back on track. For the Clean Energy Council, it's a relief after more than a year of uncertainty. Chief Executive Kane Thornton says it will unlock up to $10 billion worth of investment, mainly in wind farms and some large-scale solar.
Australia's potential in renewable energy is massive, and that's because we have some of the best wind, some of the best sunshine anywhere in the world, and that means Australia is a great place to invest. It's been a challenging period with all of the uncertainty about the renewable energy target, but with that now hopefully coming to a close, there's massive opportunity for Australia.
The government dumped its last-minute attempt to have the target reviewed every 2 years to secure Labor's support. The compromise target will see 33,000 gigawatt hours of electricity generated from renewable sources by 2020. But the government hasn't budged on wanting to include the burning of wood waste as a renewable source of fuel. It's a move opposed by Labor and the Greens, but has some crossbench support. The timber industry insists the wood waste it wants to burn is renewable. Ross Hampton from the Australian Forest Products Association.
Until we grow square trees, we're going to have offcuts both from the forestry operations as we harvest those trees and replant them, and also from the sawmilling operations as we saw those fine tables and chairs and windows and the material that we all love and use in our houses every day. So we're going to have that material. It's there now. And it makes sense to us to use it as a renewable fuel source. I mean, if you can't call the offcuts from our growing trees that are regrown renewable, we don't know what is.
The Wilderness Society doesn't agree. National Director Lyndon Schneiders says with the failure of the export wood chip industry, the timber companies are looking for a new market.
So we've got real concerns that we'll have a rerun of the scenario that we've seen for the last 20, 30 years, where the so-called waste product, in this case the wood waste, actually drives ongoing logging, drives the intensification of logging, and drives further forest destruction.
Even if the government does get enough support for wood waste to be included as renewable, the Clean Energy Council doesn't think it will compete well enough with wind and solar to account for much of the target. Kane Thornton.
We note that there are quite a few challenges for this type of generation and a very limited number of projects that have been actively explored. And so overall, we don't think that it would take up any material amount of the overall renewable energy target.
But Lyndon Schneiders from the Wilderness Society has his doubts.
There's nothing in this final deal that actually specifies that there'll be any restrictions at all about the amount of energy that's going to be derived from wood waste.
That report by Peter Donald.